Proclamation number 6630 of 28th of August, 1956. Exhortation to Undaunted Vineyard Work. People's mental confusion increases more and more, and they move away from the truth more and more because they are completely under the influence of the one who is an enemy of truth. For their thoughts are meant for the world, and thus they also surrender to the Lord of this world, who leaves no stone unturned to keep the truth from people. But they don't allow themselves to be taught either. They are convinced that they live right and justly because they only ever consider their own advantages and consider everything to be good, which therefore benefits them. And such an attitude can never earn them the truth, which is the share of the one who despises the world and only strives for the spiritual kingdom. It is impossible to move in the world and in truth at the same time, because truth requires giving up the world. A renunciation of earthly goods only earns the human being spiritual goods. But as long as the human being strives for nothing but earthly goods, truth will be denied him, or he will not recognize and value it as truth if it is nevertheless offered to him. But a worldly person does not desire truth either. He is content with the goods which make earthly life pleasant for him, and does not think about the soul's life after death. And his spiritual state becomes ever more dark, his thinking ever more erroneous, and his soul ever more wretched. If I now give you reasons for the present spiritual darkness, this should not mean that you, my servants on earth, should therefore slacken in your work for me and my kingdom. Where you have no success at all, there, shake the dust off your feet, and walk on. You should undauntedly carry out your work in my vineyard, for it is not done in vain. It will nevertheless result in success, because no spiritual work is useless. You yourselves just cannot see the effect of your efforts. And therefore you should not tire and always carry my word new into all the world. If one rejects you, then go to the next and on, a grain remains with everyone. It can fall on stony ground, but a seed can also sprout in secret at a time when you no longer think about it. A single word may have remained in your memory and at a later time sound again softly and then find an echo. For it does not lose its power, and I count on it. You should not let your hands drop hopelessly. You should not give up your work. You should only always know that I myself am with you and bless every work for me and my kingdom. And that this blessing will be evident one day, thus no work is done in vain. For as soon as the desire for the world subsides, the hitherto confused thoughts will also clear up and the submerged will come to the surface. And that once the desire for the world subsides, I myself will see to that, even if often in a painful way. But it is the salvation of the soul and not of the body that is important. And suffering of the body can be exceedingly beneficial for the soul. Therefore do not worry, but undauntedly do the work for which you have voluntarily offered yourselves to me. Also accept derogatory remarks undauntedly and do not let them hinder you. Keep on walking and offer my gift of grace to everyone you meet. Every now and then you will find shelter and be able to do beneficial work. And if each one of my own saves just one soul again, he will have done a blessed work which will have an effect which you cannot measure. But you will always have the world as your adversary. Yet you should also administer to the worldly people what is salvific for them. For many of them will remember your words when the time has come when what I have long announced to you will be fulfilled. And then the seed can still sprout and bear fruit. For until the end, every person still has the opportunity to call upon me, and no call to me will be in vain. Amen.